Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program for you today. Our speaker, Dave Rosenfeld, is an associate pastor with Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, Ask Big from a Big God, already in progress.
My revelation was that he would restore life and health to me and heal me of my wounds. Praise God. I have wounded you cruelly as though I were your enemy, for your sins are many and your guilt is great. I thought, God, what have I done? I'm a good guy. You know, praise the Lord. Okay, next verse. Then he asks, why do you protest your punishment, this wound that has no cure? I had to punish you because your sins are many and your guilt is great. Next verse. But, who knows what but means? A but is a negation of what you just read. Okay, you deserve everything you got, but, and here comes the negation of what he just said, and I love buts in the word, praise the Lord, but all who devour you will be devoured, and all your enemies will be sent into exile. All who plunder you will be attacked, and all who attacked you will be, praise the Lord, I misread that, one more time, all who plundered you will be plundered, and all who attacked you will be attacked. I'm reading ahead. Praise the Lord. Next verse. And there was my revelation. I will give you back your health and heal your wounds. You see what I'm talking about? That was my revelation. 3017 was a pointer saying, go back and look what I said. Because I needed most of all not, I needed to know that I was being spanked because I'd done something stupid. That's for sure. But I needed to see the but. You know, it says, and God convicted me the other day, we preach that God does these things to you, and he does. Praise the Lord. He does it to the third and fourth generation, and if it's sexual immorality or not loving your neighbor, it's 10 generations. But how long does he love us for? Ever. 1,000 generations to those who will follow me? Why don't I bang on the 1,000 generations a little bit more? And this is where I'll defend the grace teachers a little bit. The grace teachers, they don't let you know that you're in your situation because you messed up. But there is hope from the God that will bless you for 1,000 generations. Now, they just preach God blesses you for 1,000 generations, and you don't know why you stand in faith with this God for 1,000 generations and you die, or your grandma dies, or whoever dies because of whatever. It's because we didn't know he's a holy God. He's a just God. He is a merciful God, and he always wants to err on the side of mercy, but he will bring out his justice. And that's where I love that part that Jeff talked about, the intercessor. The intercessor is the one who goes to God and says, God, I know your justice says this. Moses, remember the example of Moses? But you said mercifully you would bless them. Now I'm calling upon you to repent from your, not, I didn't say sin, but your, repent of this evil that you plan to put on them. God wants to repent of evil. Joel 2, praise the Lord. It's in Joel 2 somewhere. That's a good one too. No, I was thinking of the one, Joel 2, like 14. Joel 2, 14. It says he wants to, he may turn and leave a blessing. I have to look it up. Who knows? Okay, yeah, go back a verse or two. Just go like 13. Okay, another verse, 12. We'll read through here. We'll just start here. That is why the Lord says, turn to me now while there is time. Give me your hearts. Give me your hearts, not your head. Give me your hearts. Come with fasting, weeping, and mourning. We can make a doctrine out of that, can't we? It's not what he's talking about. He wants you to just rend your heart. I don't care what situation you came in here with today. If you rend your heart by simply going, God, you are right and I'm wrong, and I don't even know what to do, he will show up to heal you. Because he's only looking for he's only looking to shed mercy upon you, not justice. Justice is what you're going to get if you don't do it. Mercy is what you get that you didn't deserve just because he loves us that much. Praise the Lord. So it says, that is why the Lord says, turn to me now while there is time. Give me your hearts. Come with fasting, with weeping and mourning. Next verse. Don't tear your clothing in grief. Tear your hearts instead. Return to the Lord your God, for he is merciful and compassionate. He's slow to get angry, and he's filled with unfailing love. He is eager to relent and not punish. Next verse. Who knows? Perhaps he will give you a reprieve, sending you a blessing instead of a curse. Who wants the blessing? He does that for 1,000 generations, and only those generations that decide they will not, he only spanks them for 4 generations, or 10 if it's something else. Praise the Lord. Y'all following that so far? Okay, so that was the first revelation that God gave me concerning my healing. That was just one. If I had had any clue that I was supposed to go back and look at that revelation, just the one, I would have gone back and I'd have started reading it through, and he would have ministered to me. And then I would have started reading all of Jeremiah 30 and then all the chapters around Jeremiah 30, because God wants to keep ministering this change of heart to you. Because heart disease is because you have an issue with the heart. You either gave it to somebody you love and you took it back, or you are fearing about something in the future. That's heart disease. You've just not trusted God with all your heart. You're going to have heart problems, especially as we get older. As like Jeff said, we men think we're the providers for our family. David said, no, the shepherd is. And when we make the shepherd our Savior, that's his job. And I'm guilty of that as well. I'm guilty of trying to be the provider. You're going to have heart issues. I don't believe I'll ever have heart issues because I love my wife. She's wonderful. Praise the Lord. I didn't deserve her. Praise the Lord. But anyway, if you're dealing with prostate cancer, you've been misusing your prostate. You either been dealing with in pornography, you've been looking at women that you ain't supposed to, you've been working, going to places with women you ain't supposed to. That's why you're going to have prostate cancer. And it all stems, especially if you're married, because you're not using it on the one that your prostate was intended for. Y'all follow me? Okay, I don't need to go any deeper than that. Praise the Lord. We'll talk about wives' roles in the marriage in a little while, and maybe get to husbands as well. But the first thing, breast cancer. We know what breast cancer is. You got it in the left side, you got unforgiveness towards someone in the female in the family. You got it in the right side, you got it towards somebody that's not in the family, but somebody that's close. I'm sorry?
Female.
A female, yeah. I did find one young man that had a lump in his breast, and his father came to me and said, my son has a lump in his breast. I said, I've never heard of that in a boy before. I said, how's he getting along with his mother? Oh, they don't get along. I said, well, you go tell him to clean that up, and I guarantee you that God will heal that lump. Okay, y'all follow me? It's the sin thing is easy. That's how do we get back to where God wants us? And it's not Matthew 11, start with 28. I think it's 28, maybe a little bit. Yeah, Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. The supreme rest of all rest, I will give it to you. That's what it says in the original language. I'm just helping you out. Next verse. Take my yoke upon you and let me teach you. How's he going to teach you? He drops that little nugget in your Bible reading, your legalistic Bible reading. You're reading through. I've got to get through Matthew, because if I don't, I'm not going to be on track to get done by the end of the year. And he drops a little bomb right there in the middle of Matthew. And you're like, oh, I don't got time to study that. And like she said, you go back later and you can't find it because it ain't there anymore. In fact, it doesn't minister to you anymore, because that's when he wants to minister to you. Because really, what I found with Rhema's and what Revelations, and as I'm reading the scriptures, God is trying to slow me down. I'm trying to rip through this thing, because just tell me what to do. Okay, I've told to read my Bible. I'm going to get it read. I'm going to get it done. And I miss everything. You've been through the Bible 5 times, yet how much of it got into you? That was me. I've read through the Bible several times, but how much of it got into me? Now I haven't read through the Bible in 10 years, but I've been in the Bible every day, and it talks to me every day, and that's what he wants with you. How does he let you know that your relationship is not doing well with him? You get sick. He'll say, you know, I only asked you to do one thing. I asked you to walk in love. You're not walking in love. I got to get your attention. I have to do it. My justice demands that I get your attention. Because if I don't get your attention, where do you end up? The odds are not good. He says, he talks about in 1 Peter that we return under the shepherd and bishop of our soul. He is so determined as the shepherd and bishop of my soul to get me back on the right track. He'll do whatever he has to do. He'll do whatever he has to do to get my attention. Okay? Next verse. For my yoke is easy to bear, and my burden I give you is light.
funny, I keep thinking of King James, and I look, wait, that's what it is. Praise the Lord. Okay. I had a call this week. The guy was very studious in the Word, loves Jesus, very, very devout. And he's been learning some stuff about demons and stuff, and he says, you know, Dave, I don't get it. It's so hard. I said, you're completely missing it then. I said, Jesus said, and he was Hebraic, he had a Hebraic understanding. So I said, you know what yoke is? I said, that's Jesus' doctrine. Jesus said, my doctrine's easy. It's not a whole bunch of rules and regulations and stuff you have to remember. It's easy. All I'm asking you is walk in love. Yes, it means just like Jesus. I was reading through John 14 through chapters 18 the other day. And when Jesus knelt down to wash their feet, and he says, now you call me rabbi, a teacher, and that's what I am, and that's what you should call me. And he says that if I washed your feet, you need to do that for everyone else. And immediately I set up my doctrine of we are going to start washing feet in this church. No, that's not what I did. I realized what he was saying. He was saying I had to become a servant to all. Now, I don't remember if Judas had already left and he washed Judas's feet or not. My guess is that Judas had already left and then he washed their feet. But I have to wash, become a servant to all. And if I miss that becoming a servant, then I've missed what my Savior's trying to lead me down. The only thing he's ever going to ask me to do is walk in love. That's all he's going to say is, you know, the pastor's making you do that, well, walk in love with him. The person over here is doing that, just walk in love with him. Forgive him. Forgive it and forget it. You can remit their sins, just remit it. No, I want to let them have it. Had a call this week. The man, praise the Lord, another man just on fire for Jesus. On fire. I mean, he is telling people about Jesus everywhere he goes, and he's got a good walk with God. Got hit by a car this week, almost killed him. He goes, Dave, what did I do? I'm thinking, let's go to God. If we lack wisdom, James 1:5 says, let's go to God and ask him, and he'll tell us, make great and mighty things. Jeremiah 33:3.
You have been listening to Dave Rosenfeld of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Ask Big from a Big God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.